You're watching the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Facebook is currently embroiled in several regulatory battles around the world. The Chinese government is going to expand its existing television censorship laws, and researchers found that most mobile marketers are sending out push notifications at the wrong times. Facebook is currently embroiled in several regulatory battles around the world. It's facing a variety of challenges in Indonesia, the UK, Germany, and Brazil. In Indonesia, Facebook has been ordered to pay local taxes, or face being blocked. The Indonesian government recently announced that all internet companies that want to operate in the country must have a local office based in Indonesia and pay local taxes. If Facebook does not comply, the government has said it will block the website or reduce its bandwidth. In the UK, Facebook has announced a major overhaul to its tax structure. Revenue generated from large UK companies that advertise on Facebook will now be taxed in the UK. Previously, revenues had been taxed in Ireland, where Facebook's international headquarters are based. This has caused controversy as it resulted in the social network paying just over £4,000 in corporation tax in the UK last year. Facebook will now pay a 20% corporation tax to the UK for all profits generated from large UK businesses that advertise on the social network. This will mean it will now pay millions more pounds in tax in the UK. In Germany, Facebook is being investigated by the authorities for allegedly abusing its dominant position in the social media market and breaching data protection laws. And it's the social network's chat app, WhatsApp, which is causing trouble in Brazil, with a company executive recently being arrested and held in police custody overnight for failing to hand over WhatsApp conversations between several alleged criminals. The Chinese government has announced that it's going to expand its existing television censorship laws to cover online television programs as well. This means that online programs that feature smoking, extramarital affairs, gay relationships, underage love, reincarnation, witchcraft, war, or anything that could, quote, hurt the feelings of the Chinese people, end quote, will be banned. All Chinese video websites will be legally required to have a member of staff to check and censor all videos after receiving censorship training from the Chinese State Administration of Press, Publication, Radio, Film and Television. A Chinese government spokesperson tried to justify the expansion of the censorship law, saying television programs should have not only attractive actors, but they should also demonstrate value. They should not only be easy on their eyes, but also nurturing for the heart. They should not only entertain, but they should also be educational. And finally, research by Leanplum has revealed that the majority of mobile marketers, 63%, are missing out on opportunities by not sending out push notifications at the right times. Marketers are failing to take into account cultural differences with regards to when users are most likely to engage with their mobile device. In North America, users are most engaged around 4 p.m. to 5 p.m, yet many marketers are sending out push notifications between noon and 4 p.m, resulting in low numbers of people opening the notification. Likewise, in Europe, Africa, and the Middle East, users are most engaged around 9 p.m. and 10 p.m, yet most marketers are sending out push notifications an hour too early. In Latin America, users are most engaged around 5 p.m. and 6 p.m, and in the Asia-Pacific region, users are most engaged between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m, but again, push notifications aren't coinciding with these times. And that's it from me today. Thank you for watching. Be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. I'll see you next time.